A big news day on Monday as the Eagles introduced their new coaching staff to the media. Chip Kelly holds his press conference, and of course, the team announces that Michael Vick agrees to a restructured contract. Dave Spadaro here, joined by Adam Kaplan in studio. And now that we've had a chance to digest it all, Adam, let's talk about Michael Vick as a Philadelphia Eagle here, 1 year in, a 3-year deal reportedly, could be cut to a 1-year. Mm-hmm. Kind of explain the who's, whys, and what fors with this contract.
When teams do contract with veterans, they want to have some protection. There's, you know, by getting this done early, Vick's agreeing to it, they're helping him out, but he also needs help at the team. So what they did is they put avoidable in there. The final 2 years will void. Years 2 and 3 will void in the middle of March.
This March.
Yes, and that'll leave Vick on a 1-year deal. And it's kind of like a make-good contract. If he wants to get the full value of $10 million, he needs to not only make the team and be the starter, he needs to play very well, but the deal could be worth up to $10
million. So, in effect, the Eagles take what was a cumbersome salary cap situation, make it more tenable. At the same time, they retain Michael Vick and give him an opportunity to win a job.
Yeah, the contract will reward him if he does play well with a really nice base salary for the season. So we'll see what happens there. And also we know from going to Chip Kelly's press conference on Monday, likes Nick Foles, spoke about it. You also have Trent Edwards, which he didn't talk about. So there are three quarterbacks now under contract.
What does this mean now as you look at the Eagles' salary cap situation? Free agency begins March 12th. Where do the Eagles stand right now? Where might they stand on March 11th?
The good thing is now they're over $20 million in cap space. After cutting Demetrius Bell, restructuring Michael Vick's contract, they could pretty much do whatever they want. They have to look at Nnamdi Asamoah's cap number. They've got to reduce that at the very least. If he wants to come back, they could obviously knock that down. They have a couple other players that they have to take a look at. A couple of them have roster bonuses. The bottom line is the Eagles, should they choose, could be very, very heavily involved in free agency. But you got to be careful. You can't build your roster through free agency.
Your opinion of the deal with Michael Vick and how you see, Adam, this quarterback situation?
I think it's a fair one. I think it's very clear. Competition is open at quarterback. Obviously with Vick and Nick Foles, as long as he's on the roster. Nick Foles right now is on the roster. We'll see what happens past the draft and so forth. And I would not rule out them adding a quarterback in the draft.
Okay. So the Eagles with Michael Vick, with Nick Foles, some have said, well, this is not a good sign for Nick Foles. Your opinion of that?
You know what? If Chip Kelly wants to run his system with a running quarterback, and we know Michael Vick is that guy, but if he wants the quarterback running 6, 8, 10 times, I don't see how that is a great fit for Nick Foles, because I think Nick Foles could do everything but the running part. But the other part that's going to have to happen here with Nick Foles, if he's going to be on this football team this season, he's got to speed up the process, because the quarterbacks in this system, and Vick can do that, he did a good job against the blitz last season, got to get the ball out in about 2 seconds or less.
Adam, can Michael Vick reduce the turnovers? Can Michael Vick stay healthy? Can Michael Vick make good decisions? These are all absolute must-haves to be successful in the NFL.
You know, if Chip Kelly put up the 10 questions for Michael Vick, there's about 5 of them. So he better clean up the turnover. 75 turnovers in 2 seasons, that's unacceptable. He's a big part of that. And I think what will help, though, is getting this offensive line healthy. How many times could he get hit? But the other thing is he's got to get rid of the ball faster. This offense forces you under Chip Kelly to make quicker decisions. You can't wait till guys get open. You got to anticipate. He's got to do a better job with that.
As we know about Chip Kelly's offense, he stood up on Monday and said that it's unfair to label this offense with one or two words, so we really don't know what he's going to run.
But we know that he likes to run his fast system, you know, that Paul Westhead system, get it out of the guy's hands, get it downfield. But it's a fair point. You also sometimes are dictated by the personnel you have. You can't be crazy. But I think one of the best things about Kelly's press conference that we learn, he's open to just about anything, and I like that.
So if you're looking at this Eagles offense, Adam Kaplan, your bread and butter is?
Running the football. You got two outstanding running backs, but they got to be able to catch the football. The running backs in the Oregon system, we know, caught the football. But again, going forward now, we're talking about the National Football League. You got two outstanding running backs. You've got two really good receivers who could run. You've got some tight ends who could catch, but it's all about speed and quickness and volume. They need to add more players.
Adam Kaplan, once again, a wonderful job on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.